is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place because you made it.
Turning and moving and
lift my voice.
Doing those things that are necessary for us to sing a song of praise to you for sticking around the day in and day out. Necessary attention paid to detail. That's what Jennifer and I are all. I'm not too much into detail, but Jennifer's good when it comes to detail. So we have stories.
If I'm the one that's good when it comes to details, Dougie,
we're in trouble. I know. It's all right, though. We have a review of the things that you ought to know, things that have happened maybe since you went to bed last night, stories, updates on things, the audio from the lady who landed the plane. Pretty compelling stuff. If you have not heard the story about a Long Island mother who's facing second-degree murder charges after she fed her disabled daughter M&M's that had peanuts in them, Veronica Sorella pleaded not guilty. The death of her 8-year-old daughter, Julie, she had the cerebral palsy, a severe peanut allergy, found hours before she was set to be a flower girl in a cousin's wedding. After discovering Julie had died, the mother told police she attempted suicide. She left a suicide note that said when she realized the child had eaten a product containing peanuts, she administered Benadryl to counter the effects. She said the two went to sleep and she found the child dead the next morning. Not guilty, she says. This is a story, by the way. This did not happen this year. It happened last year. And they're now just bringing her up on charges. Mm-hmm. How would you feel if you were in that position? 800-510-8255 is the number here. Connection to Doug at DougStephan.com. You can also follow us, Facebook.com/ Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day. How do you deal? Isn't it punishment enough? Or did some people are saying she did it deliberately?
I was going to say that, if you know that your kid has a severe allergy to peanuts, what are M&M's even doing inside the house?
Well, M&M's don't always have peanuts in them.
Well, I mean, but why are M&M's had M&M's with peanuts, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, why were they even in the home? And, I mean, people are accusing her of giving them.
Right.
The daughter.
That's what the court case is all about.
You can tell the difference between an M&M with a peanut and an M&M without a peanut.
You sure can.
It's a whole different shape.
Yeah. So did she do it? What would you have done if you had a daughter that was 8 years old, she had cerebral palsy, and she was not going to live a normal, happy life? Mother thinks this is a good way of taking care of a problem with this child, or is it all about the mother? She just doesn't want to be bothered taking care of the child. That's a thought that's entered into a lot of people's minds as well, Jennifer.
Now, here's something interesting, because I'm kind of following the social media aspect of this story.
Yeah.
And when people are describing it online, they're saying that the M&Ms contain traces of peanuts.
Yes.
So they weren't maybe necessarily peanut M&Ms.
Well, how do you have the... Either they have M&M... They don't put...
Right, I know. What is with the traces?
You either have peanuts in them or you don't. They don't come with traces. So those people who have just a little bit of an allergy can have their fix. Doesn't work that way. And the other side of this, or one of the other sides of this equation, the focus on people and their problems. And why do we have... When I was a kid, I never heard of peanut allergies.
I know. Why are they so big
everywhere?
Now?
We have to have a sign in the dairy store. The products in this store are not necessarily allergy-free, i.e., we have things that have peanuts in them.
Because something is close to something with peanuts, you can get stuff in it.
Yeah, but
I don't know.
Where did this all develop? How did this all come about? Where did it come from?
It's not just you that thinks this, because I am in my 30s, and this was never an issue in my grade school.
Never.
We never had the warnings. I know now kids can't even bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school.
What is the story? And there's so many other things. It's kind of like back to the nanny state. Everybody's got a problem.
From?
We're all dependent on the government to protect us. That's what this smacks of to me. 800-510-8255. All right, Bristol Palin apparently is going to be making a move. We'll find out whether it's to the left or the right, upside down, inside out. Where is Bristol Palin going? That in a moment here on the Good Day program with Jennifer and Doug.
Because no one knows how to keep your Buick at its best like the Buick Certified Service Experts. They'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for their latest service offers and everyday value pricing.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief. Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness. And Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
800-510-8255, the peanut problem. Is it because we have changed the scope or the makeup of America? We have all these people that have moved in from other places around the world.
A lot of mixed moshing.
Getting, doing a little chuck-a-boom, chuck-a-boom, boom, boom, as you put it. Speaking of that, what's the scoop with the Bristol Palin, who says
the boom, chuck-a-boom, boom,
is important to her? So she says.
Abstinence apparently used to be important to her, unless she's getting separate rooms. She and her boyfriend, both 21, this guy's name is Gino Paoletti, they are going in and they're embarking on a trial marriage, which is what we in the real world call shacking
boom
up. They're moving in together.
See, I believe in that, frankly. I think it's
shacking up and testing it out to make sure you can live together.
That's a little crude, using the terminology shacking up.
I might be for it, too, because there are things that you learn about people that you only learn when you live with them.
Exactly. You never know anybody till you live with them. So live with them. I encourage my daughter to do that with her husband. It was a good thing. I think
you have to know if you can hang with that toilet seat being up all the time.
Yeah, or whatever other things. Yeah, exactly. And, it's immoral. Who says it's immoral? Where is it? Oh, it says so in the Bible. Where? Where does it say in the Bible, living in sin, define living in sin? It's just people want to twist it around to control you and what you do. Marriage, the definition of marriage, if you want to declare your love for somebody, which is what God is all about, God, not man, or you and your spouse, you and your partner, declare what's right for you. Mm-hmm. The state gets involved because they want to have control of you and your life. The state has no business. None.
Everybody gets a little piece. You've got religion trying to get a little chunk of control. You've got the government trying to get a little chunk of control. What I actually respect about this Bristol Palin story is that she said she felt that her relationship with Levi Johnson could have benefited if they had done this experiment first. And so she said these two have talked about getting married before, and they think it's a good idea before they make it official. So she's, testing it out a little. Plus, it will help that the reality show cameras from her new Lifetime show will be there taping the whole event.
There you go.
Do it for the camera. Test it for the camera.
All right. Okay, so here's an interesting reality that has popped up here in terms of conversation. You know, there are people in Wisconsin who don't like the present governor, Mr. Walker. And you'll recall there have been recall petitions that have been floated around the state, try to get him out of office because of his right-of-center views. What is important to the point of being compelling here, so that you know about the stripes of people who are supposedly objective reporters, that doesn't really exist anymore, hasn't existed for a long time. I remember running newsroom of the news radio station in Boston in the mid-80s, and it was obvious where these people came from politically and how it influenced their judgment, how they reported on things, how they discussed things on the air, and thus the story about WTMJ, a Milwaukee radio and television station.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, the company investigated to find out whether or not anybody that was a newsroom employee signed the recall petition, and guess what? They
Uh-oh.
Found out that members of the news staff did, in fact, sign this recall petition.
Interesting question. Should they be allowed to do that?
Well, they can be allowed to, but should they be employed in the newsroom? The journal says, quote, "We consider this a serious issue. We expect anybody involved in the production of news to avoid situations that could compromise integrity. We don't allow news employees to sign nomination papers for candidates, display yard signs at their home, or take part in a political campaign. Ditto for signing the recall petition." The company says it's taking measures to ensure something like this does not happen again. And if you remember last year, a public host were around Occupy Wall Street activities in their personal time. Well, it's our life. Well, you better make up your mind what is more important, your job or your point of view, because it is decidedly irregular for something like that to be allowed or to happen. It just is a complete compromise, in my opinion. Anybody else who has an objective mind, if you think, oh, no, I have a right to my... Fine. You have a right to your opinions, but if you have strong opinions, that absolutely colors what you do for work.
It's impossible not to let it color what you do. It really is.
Yeah. So those people who say, oh, there's no bias in the news, bull crap.
Now, let me ask you this, because this is an interesting little twist. Three of the people that signed the recall, actually four, are photojournalists. Three from WISN and one from WITI, which are all associated stations back there.
Yeah.
Does that bother you as much if they're photojournalists?
Yeah, it bothers me if they... the term journalism and journalist... Journalism is a word... has a certain starch to it. Journalists are mostly frauds and fakers, I have found out in my existence. People who do this for a living consider themselves, some people consider themselves journalists. They're not journalists. They're people who are interested in the news, some things that are in the news, so-called news talk radio, which we, I guess we could claim to be in that, depending on how you view the news, because we don't much talk about all the hard news that we leave to somebody else. But the essence of what's going on is colored no matter what. But at least in this environment, you can express yourself. Thus, journalism goes out the window. You're expressing your opinion about things. And by the way, you can do that here at 800-510-8255 on Good Day.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro
microfilter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply. A $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Joe Clinton over there on the saxophone.
Yeah.
I met a girl yesterday who played the saxophone, and I thought a girl, a woman. I thought, I was intrigued by it. Sexually
you
intrigued.
You just stop right there.
Sex without love is an empty experience.
As empty experiences go, it's one of the best.
It's being reported that President Obama admitted he's a Trekkie. You hear that? He says he's a Trekkie. Which explains why the president is polling very high with virgins age 45 to 60.
Who would admit to that to a pollster?
What?
Being a virgin, like, I'm a 48-year-old virgin.
They can just tell by what T-shirt you're wearing.
Oh, that.
When you answer the door at your mom's house.
What do you think of this? A company has come out with a peanut butter and jelly-flavored vodka. PB&J vodka. Who is this for? Those stubborn 5-year-olds that won't finish their martinis? Who is this for? Peanut butter and vodka. Isn't that disgusting?
Yeah.
This is so disgusting. Even Chelsea Handler won't drink this, okay? That's how bad.
Google unveiled an interesting new gadget yesterday. They're calling it Project Glass. It is a pair of glasses that can do everything your smartphone can. Instead of looking at a screen, you look through the glasses and they project the image right onto the lenses, like the Terminator or Iron Man or something. They say this could revolutionize the way people watch pornography on the bus. I don't know about this. I would assume your glasses would need a wireless connection to make it work. Does that mean every time you go into an elevator or an underground parking garage, you go blind?
Get this, there's a new internet trend called breading. You guys know what that is? This is where people take a picture of their cat with its face inside a piece of bread. I'm being honest, yeah, it's called breading. It's usually the result of that other trend called smoking pot. People are doing this.
Yeah, they do it.
Have you seen Angry Birds Space? Oh, that's awesome! It is! It's like... I was not on my Google glasses. Anyway, the protesters are saying that Google is underestimating the dangers of merging man with machine. And I say, well, you're a little too late to stop that half-man, half-cyborg thing. They're already here. One of them just captured the Republican nomination.
Those high-tech glasses. A lot of people have been talking about Google unveiling these new glasses. And, yeah, there's certainly something. There's a joker.
I want to meet who buys those. You know, I need to know.
Yeah, I don't, thanks.
You're skipping.
You can report back to me. Thank you very much. Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan on the Good Day program. We are here in a time and a frame that is unique in terms of what's on the radio, whether it be local radio programs or national radio programs. There's an energy. I think many of you have noticed the energy that occurs between Jennifer and me and the other folks that are on the program. And that's why there are so many people, if I do say so myself, who enjoy the time they spend with us, Jennifer, because it's a unique way of understanding what's going on in the world.
Yeah, it's fun. It's not just heavy news, negative story after negative story. It's good stories, and it is some of the hard news of the day, but it's our unique spin on things that I think makes this a fun show.
Yeah, unique is something that's used. We just have to kind of get the drift of the people who are on the air. Listeners also are more women than men, and women seem to have a lighter touch, not such a heavy hand when it comes to not only what women want to hear, but also the way they want to hear discussions. They don't want to get hit over the head with things. Actually, I say this, and I hope my male brethren are not upset about it.
It's
an intelligent way of discussing some of the things going on in the world. I'm not sure men always have that.
Watch out, boys.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When most people rent a car, they go online, book the cheapest vehicle listed, and think they found a great deal. But that's not always the case. Do you know the best time to book a rental car? But you didn't know it's Saturday. That's because people reserve vehicles and then never show up that weekend, leaving the agency with an overflow of unused inventory. And then where you reserve is often as important as what you reserve. Airport lots are invariably more expensive than neighborhood rentals due to all the local taxes and fees. So do the math on how much it would cost to take a bus or taxi from the airport to a neighborhood rental. It might actually be cheaper. Last but never least, there's the all-important liability waiver. If you're renting domestically and you have your own automobile insurance, chances are you're already covered. But call your agent to find out exactly what's covered and what's not covered. And if your credit card claims it will cover you if you use the card to rent the car, make sure they're offering primary, not secondary insurance. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quartz jug, a Castrol GTX conventional motor oil, and a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. Plus, you walk out of Advance with a free John Force racing hat valued at $20. A free $20 hat? You're only paying $19.99 for oil. What gives? Actually, Advance does. Advance
Auto. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TERRAGANIX.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Friday. Yesterday
Good Friday,
was
yep.
Monday, Thursday.
Or
tomorrow
Holy Thursday.
Is special Saturday. And then it's Easter Sunday. Hopefully it'll be a good day for you. What are you having for Easter dinner is our poll question at DougStefan.com. Ham, turkey. We're eating out. Haven't made our plans yet. Nothing special. It's Easter. Those are the options for the poll. So, Jennifer, what will you and your family do for
You know, this
Easter.
Is the first time in many, many years that we are going to do this, but we are going out.
Are you?
Yeah, you know,
that
we
special
had
special place Coco's right next to the office there.
Actually, we're going to go fancy and go to the Sizzler, Doug.
Oh! Better than
no, actually,
Big Boy.
There's a golf course that it kind of opened up and has got a, it has a nice little restaurant in there, so we're going to try that for the
really?
First time for Easter. Yeah.
Huh.
It'll
a
be fun.
Golf course near the house? Where is that? I don't know. Where's the land for a golf course?
Oh, it's actually beautiful. It's the only Jack Nicklaus-designed golf course in Southern California. I'm not sure if it's the whole state, but in Southern California. Yeah, it's a great place. Really nice.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful time.
What about you? What are you doing?
I'm probably going to be doing my usual thing that I do on holidays.
Running over to your sister's for a minute, eating, and then leaving again?
No, actually, I'm going to meet a friend for dinner, but I'm... You know, the usual stuff on the farm. Big time
you
stuff.
You're not much. You don't make a big deal out of holidays.
Nope. And the weather is good.
Out.
So it's on to doing the things. Actually, most of the people on the farm, it's Easter's not as important as Christmas for most. Christmas is a day in which you really do let go. Whether you have belief in the message or not, there's something peaceful, quiet, focused and wonderful
and
about Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it doesn't
I think for
have
the hardcore religious people,
yeah,
though,
yeah.
Easter is the biggest holiday of the year.
Yeah. Well, I'm not, so that's why it isn't.
So Christmas it is.
I will tell you that my experiences in the Holy Land, whether it wasn't, one year when I did go there, it wasn't Easter, though. Passover is occurring at the same time. This is Passover weekend, too. As I recall.
It is.
Yeah. And they often come to you, know, the Christian holidays. I think there's a Muslim holiday right around this, matter of fact.
That I don't know.
Yeah, I think there is.
What I do know is that I gave up cussing for Lent, which didn't go over so well. But I made myself
really
a deal.
Yeah.
Well, no, I really tried all the way through Lent. I think I was more conscientious about it. Yeah. But my deal was if I let one slip by accident or even on purpose and I just felt it was that important, I needed to let it go, I could pay for it. So I paid 25 cents a cuss word and... I'm now taking the money on Monday, Doug, and I'm donating it to some charity. I haven't figured out which one yet.
Good day.
But, yes, yeah, a good day charity. Here you go. Do you know how much money I have? At least 60 bucks.
Good for you, Jennifer. There's a girl after my own heart. That's why she's here.
Now, granted, it was with another girl in the office, but that most of the money was mine. I will not lie.
You dirty slut.
What?
That horrible mouth. That's it. We'll do the same thing.
Hey,
same
Rush.
Rush, yeah, right, exactly.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe it? Like $60
for
the mackerel.
Good for you. All right, 23 before the hour, the essence of the day conversation about the minimum wage. You may not have heard this conversation. You know, the current minimum wage is $7 and a quarter. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$7.25. New data released overnight suggests that the minimum wage in America is woefully inadequate. How do you feel about that? 800-510-8255, Doug at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day. Is the minimum wage woefully inadequate? Yeah. You could not buy 2 gallons of gas. Work for an hour, and you can't buy 2 gallons of gas.
So depending on where you work, you could be just paying, you could be just getting paid to drive to your job.
Yeah. So is this problem a problem for you? Today's minimum wage needs to be $10 an hour.
It was $4 and something when I was first starting out working.
According to the study, if you go back to 1968... The Center for Economic and Policy Research found somebody earning the minimum wage would wipe out an entire year's income to pay for a health insurance problem, a health problem.
Hmm.
And that happens a lot today. So we're not in the heyday of the middle class, that's for sure. The unions are not there, the union jobs... I don't think the idea of a union is not to get minimum wage, right?
Right. The idea is to negotiate for more.
Right.
But I don't know how I feel about raising the minimum wage because as someone who runs a small business, that puts a huge impact on the small business as well. I mean, is that going to, if we raise the minimum wage, is that going to put people out of business?
I don't believe in a minimum wage, period. I don't think it accomplishes what is desired. The way you get a good, strong living wage is to work hard, to go to school, to get a skill or a craft that would require somebody to pay you, a mechanic, for example, or becoming a carpenter or a plumber. Even plumber's assistants make 12, 14 bucks an hour. And good plumbers make 20 bucks, 22, 23.
Yeah, even more sometimes, yeah.
Right. Same with any craftsman. Not everybody can be a craftsman, but there are ways of enhancing what you know so you can move up. You know, what about a landscaper? Well, you can, those, the choices that are made that are unskilled versus skilled labor, the people who know how to do landscaping, who know how to design, who know how to put it all together, certainly make a lot more than the minimum wage.
Yeah, and when you think about it, even the people that are on the lower end of the spectrum, I mean, my service, I have a yard service, and the guy is independently employed. It's his business. And it's I pay him 75 bucks a week.
Yeah.
He's here for less than an hour. So when you think about it, he's making more than I am. makes $75 an hour.
Thomas in Georgia, you think we ought to raise the minimum wage?
I think around here would be a good idea because the jobs that we do have, there aren't many. And what they do pay is it must. I can't imagine making it an old $7.25 an hour. I can't imagine that.
But you know what would happen, Thomas? In that area, if the requirement went to $10 an hour, if you think there are a few jobs now, hang around for the minimum wage to go to 10 bucks an hour, and you'll find there are fewer jobs. The contractors will bring in people, whoever they have to. This is not, we don't have a raging, roaring, positive, strong economy.
The economy is really hard right now.
Although, yeah, I agree.
The individual, understanding that it's tough for people on $7.25, $8, wherever they round it off to make it, it's a conundrum. It's kind of a catch-22, if you will. It's not an easy thing to deal with, but there's an artificiality that goes with a minimum wage. If you're worth more, are you trained? Do you have education? Are you schooled, Thomas, and a skill?
Oh, yeah. I'm a skilled worker.
Yeah, so how much do you make?
Right now I'm making $15.25, and that's fairly decent money for most of Georgia.
Yeah, okay.
It's pretty good for anywhere, yeah.
Good for you. And encourage your friends who don't have a skill to learn one so they can be just like you when they grow up. Thanks, Thomas. Have a good Easter. 800-510-8255. Okay, so this woman who landed the plane, mm-hmm, was forced to land the plane. Her name is Helen Collins. The audio from that harrowing experience has been released. Her husband, John, fell unconscious, then died. Can you imagine yourself in a position like that?
No. And I just happened to hear just a little snippet of the audio during our last break.
Right.
And she sounded so amazingly calm.
She did. Well, let's listen to
a little bit. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You got to hear it.
Michael, listen. Play a little of this audio.
Okay, Helen, is John in the cockpit in the left seat? And is his seatbelt shoulder harness is not over?
No, it is not. I don't know if I can get it on him or not. He took it off right when this was happening.
See, that's fine. Make sure your shoulder harnesses are on, though, and your seatbelt is secure. And we're working on the plan right now. Stand by.
Okay, I've got mine on.
Okay, Helen, we're going to launch another aircraft. It'll come up and it'll fly right next to you and give you instructions, and we'll fly right with you all the way down to the airport. There'll also be somebody on the ground watching you. Over.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, just continue to circle the airport. We'll be up there in about 10 minutes. So just keep the power setting to where it is. Keep the configuration of the airplane the same. Just keep circling around the airport at the altitude and the airspeed that you're at. Okay, you're doing a fine job, Helen. Just continue to fly like...
My airspeed is about 170 right now.
Okay, that's fine. That's good.
My husband's dead next to her.
Configuration of the airplane. You do not
that's
have any
what I'm saying. Listen to her.
Wow.
And wait till this other lady comes on and talks to her.
You have no flaps down, is that correct?
That is correct. And the gear is still up.
Okay, very good. We'll continue in that configuration until another aircraft comes up next to you. It'll be a blue and white aircraft. I'll be talking to you on the radio. And there'll be another voice on the radio, a female voice, and she will be talking to you also. She's familiar with the aircraft. And keep your speed just where it is. It's a good, safe speed. We'll have you reduce the power once the aircraft comes up next to you.
And she knows he's dead right now, correct?
Yeah, right.
Hi, Helen,
she knows.
This is Kathy.
Listen to this.
Hi, Kathy. It's a hell of a place to be.
No, but it sounds like you're doing great.
Yeah.
Well, all right, I did solo, but that's as far as I went.
She had flown in the past, but she'd never flown a two-engine Cessna. She hadn't piloted in 30 years. She had minor injuries. Her husband died.
Unbelievable story, though.
She really kept a cool head, though. You listen to that. She was guided onto the runway, answering questions, very calm, mm-hmm, as Jennifer suggested.
She had just watched her husband have this heart cardiac thing. Yeah. I mean, wow, it would be enough to shake anybody, but she sounds pretty good. Good for her.
You know how it's interesting? Listen, the guy sounds just like Marty Green, who was on with us yesterday morning.
All these baseball people Marty.
these people, by the way, Marty, I forgot to wish you a happy birthday yesterday. Yesterday was his birthday.
Happy birthday.
The people in Wisconsin and Minnesota, too. My sister, who grew up here in New England, New Englanders have a horrible accent. I can't stand New England accents.
Oh, really?
Awful.
I think guys with New England accents are kind of cute. It's not as cute when the ladies have them.
Going over there? Yeah.
Over there.
Want my number?
Pack my car.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, there was people in Wisconsin that sound a lot the same. Minnesotans. My sister lived in Minnesota the past 18, 19 years. She sounded just like she... He's one of them instead of one of us. 800-510-8255. Some folks would like to talk about the minimum wage, so we will chat with you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Gardeners trust Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed to feed plants right. Plants need food, especially veggies. Lately, another company's been saying their plant food feeds twice as long as Shake and Feed. What they aren't saying? Their plant food actually feeds less. So we're saying it. Shake and Feed provides 72% more nutrition per application and is more in line with university recommendations for feeding many popular veggies. Hey, if we can save even one veggie, it'll be worth it. Miracle-Gro Shake and Feed. Everyone grows with Miracle-Gro.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-932-3468. That's 1-800-932-3468. 1-800-932-3468.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Referrals. Simple word, right? To a small business, referrals are solid gold. So how do you stir them up? Email marketing from ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get easy-to-use templates to showcase your business with photos and coupons. And best of all, it's easy for your customers to pass them along to others. In other words, help you generate the almighty referral. Plans as low as $15 a month. Get your free 60-day trial at ConstantContact.com. And let the referrals begin.
800-510-8255. Bucky is in Monroe, Louisiana. Bucky, your thoughts on the minimum wage, sir?
Sir, a minimum wage is really a maximum wage, meaning that's all you have to pay somebody. There's our economy has gotten so government nanny-stated that we don't reward people who work better. I have a restaurant of about 12 employees, and I have three or four of them that are great. And three or four of them that are not so good. Well, if I have to pay the not so good ones this much, then I don't have enough money to pay the ones that I wish I could pay better.
Or are you having the flexibility to get new people who would be better to make your business better so you can serve more ham and eggs?
Good luck with that. And today's cell phone is a part of my body. I get to use it all day, and you can't tell me not to, society.
Now, what about your restaurant? Give it a plug. What's the name of the restaurant?
It's called Who Dat's Chicken Tenders and More.
Who Dat's?
We got beignets. Beignets, baby.
Who Dat's?
Who Dat's? You know, like the, oh my gosh, the football team. Come on. Saints. Who Dat's?
Oh, okay. All right. Who Dat's? Yeah. All right. Bucky, good luck with your rest. That's cute.
Minor brain bubble.
Fred calls us from Wedgefield, South Carolina. Hi, Fred. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning to my third favorite Guernsey farmer.
Well, wait a minute, hold on a second.
You're number three.
Who's your first and second favorite Guernsey farmer?
Willow Grove Nursery in Foxborough.
Yeah.
And Crescent Hill, which is fixing to move up to Maine.
Really? Now, there's Maine, they get more ice milk up there because it's colder. All right, so what do you think about the minimum wage, Fred?
I think it's always been one of the late Ted Kennedy things, and I always felt minimum wage was more of an entrance into the workforce wage rather than a minimum wage. It wasn't meant to be a living wage as far as I was concerned.
You know, that's an interesting
point.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who begin, teenagers, for example, paying seven and a half.
Yeah, like at a movie theater.
$8
or something.
An hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. Some thoughts of value. Fred, thank you. Keep those cows moving. Methane gas gets in one place. It goes kaboom.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, 51 after the hour. The issues of the day on Good Day.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. A lot of technology news. Yeah, the people who want to know more about these Google glasses are in the know and on the go, if you will. There's a pretty interesting story. I wish Richie were handy by. You know, he's always talking about Macs are immune.
He's an Apple snob.
Yeah, exactly. Well, There's a virus known as the Trojan Flashback.
Ooh.
And it's not something that some guy's going to wear
tonight.
Sounds
like a radio promotion.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
The Trojan Flashback, 1972.
If you good, Jennifer. If you have a Mac, you'd best be listening to Shelley Palmer in a moment here on Good Day.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
I've got stuff to do. I can't let pain get in the way. But I can turn to Advil for tough pain relief, Advil PM for relief of nighttime pain and sleeplessness, and Thermacare for long-lasting back pain relief. They're my partners in fighting tough pain. So I can walk the dog. I can take the kids to the park. I can do the things I want. Look for Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare at your neighborhood drugstore or food store. Use these products as directed. With the right relief, I can keep going.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, think Macs are immune to computer viruses? Think again. A virus known as the Trojan Flashback has infected over 600,000 Macs around the world, and the number is increasing fast. Now, this virus was first detected back in September 2011. Back then, Apple dragged its heels with a patch that would have solved the problem. The new variant is called the Trojan Backdoor Flashback, and your computer can be infected by simply visiting an infected website. Unfortunately, you cannot eliminate this variant of the virus by by just running a software patch, you're going to have to get some antivirus software and clean up the mess. According to Russian antivirus company Dr. Web, not only has this variant of the Flashback Trojan infected over 600,000 Macs, it has also created a botnet that includes over 274 bots. What does that mean to you? Nothing good. If you're a Mac user, you need to protect your computer. Download the latest security update from Apple and visit ShellyPalmer.com for more information. For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelly Palmer.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just partway. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you some oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a DriveWorks filter for just $19.99. Plus, you walk out of Advance with a free John Force racing hat valued at $20. A free $20 hat? You're only paying $19.99 for oil. What gives? Actually, Advance does.
Advance Auto Parts.
See store for details.
Sure, Walmart can save you money, but do they have everything you need for a beautiful lawn? Absolutely. Like Scott's Turf Builder with +2 weed control, now only $16.37. Walmart has low prices on all your favorite lawn and garden products from Scott's and Miracle-Gro. Come in and see for yourself. Compare Walmart's prices on the same items from any other store. Because we want you to grow the greenest lawn on the block and watch your savings grow. Save money, live better. Walmart.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store, except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The survey that came out this week, 1,400 parents found that their children are spending more time in front of screens than ever. Remember the discussion? It's not just a one-time discussion. I have this frequently. Whenever I see something like this, Jennifer, the warning goes out to parents who have children under the age of 3. You want to really mess up your child? Let him or her spend any amount of time in front of a, whether it's a television screen, a computer screen, you want to really mess them up for a life, then go ahead, let them spend all the time they want in front of the screen. Their wires, their neurons, neutrons, whatever it is, are not attached or fully developed in their brain yet. Brains are not fully, the brain is the last thing in your body. Brains and bones. Last things that really fully develop in your body. So you spend all the time, and whether it's even watching the news, that stuff is the images that flash quickly back and forth.
It hurts my brain. I can only imagine it hurts a baby brain.
Imagine what it does to a small child, for heaven's sakes. And there's not anywhere near enough conversation about this, but I'll make up for it here. For everybody else, the irresponsible curs that you might be exposed to on other radio programs, forget about them. Listen to us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 past the hour.